Blog Talk Radio.
Oop.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
UCR.
Go.
We say it what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Sure, if it's me being drunk that's making you squeak, or if you're squeaking.
Yeah, maybe because I was on hold for an hour and someone didn't unmute me until the last second.
That's because you weren't on hold for an hour. You were on hold for under 2 minutes because I ran downstairs from the attic with the laptop open, thinking I had 2 minutes and I had enough time to pee to get downstairs and open the other computer and call in and get you on. And I did, because it was like perfect timing. It was like Saved by the Bell. Ooh, when I wake up in the morning, and never mind. I'm not going to sing the same song.
That is the voice of a gentleman who does not have his shit together. The show starts at 6 every day, all day. And I don't understand why you didn't pee 10, 20 minutes ago. Like I did?
Well, because honestly, I was watching Friends, and it's the 9th season, and it's when Aisha Tyler was am I squeaking to you? Because that's all I'm hearing.
All I hear is excuse after excuse. And Friends is more important than uncensored radio.
Okay. First of all, shut up, because you're going to really love this. So I'm,
okay.
I say that with love.
Am I getting paid?
Well, that's going to be my next question.
Yes.
So I'm watching the 9th season. Okay, we have a horrible connection. I'm not sure if it's you or me. So talk for a second while I figure this out, will you?
I'm talking. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's him. If you're in the chat, please let us know if we have a horrible connection. Who knows? You know, technology doesn't always work properly. We try our best.
No, they just told me it was just you. So do you want to call right back?
Yeah, well, hold that button. I'll be right back with you. Hold on.
Okay, thanks. Oh, and in the meantime, we have crazy blonde Katrina Johnson here. You know, she's fabulous. For all our new listeners, all those guests log in, you could just scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can log in and you can hang out with a girl from all that and a Power Ranger too, because we're cool.
And guess what, guys?
All
what?
Right. How was that,
I
got to
tell you, I am sitting at
what?
Starbucks right now with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Woo-hoo! She told me to give me a little no suede, blue suede shoes.
No, I want a hunk of burning love.
Okay, that too. Can you marry us?
I just got to know how you're doing with a sexy little lip curl. That was good. I'll take it.
I'll take it too. Is that a better connection, Jeffrey?
Yeah. Oh, it's fabulous. But,
okay, so Katrina, before you got on this phone, let me tell you, I was on hold for 80 hours, and then Jeffrey unmutes me at the very last second, and then we start the show, and guess what? He told me that he had to go pee, and I was like, the show starts every day at 6 o'clock. Why didn't you pee 20 minutes ago when you knew you had time to pee? Why'd you wait till last minute to pee?
Well,
he
sir,
goes, why do you
pee at 5:59 if you're doing a radio show at 6?
Wrong.
Right. Because
right.
The show
and
starts
then,
at 9 o'clock here, so you're like 3 hours early.
Exactly. Same time,
second,
baby. And then he said he was watching Friends. He said, well, I was watching Friends, and so that's why. Friends is more important than uncensored radio.
No,
we're getting it all out.
I had it
people.
All voted on the laptop in the man cave already, and then I'm like, oh, God, I have to pee. And I have to pee early because there's no screener but me. So if I don't pee now, I'm not going to be able to. So I ran downstairs because there was just over 2 minutes left. I didn't think it was going to take me 2 minutes
to
pee.
Did you make yellow snow?
Well, no. And then I had to, like, turn on the desktop, and
come
that
on.
Took just a
what
second.
What are you?
And I got
I thought it was on the laptop.
Well, I was trying to tell Miss Ashley is I watched in the 9th season, And there just so happens to be this guest star on that's dating Joey,
mm-hmm.
and then I think she skips over to Ross. Her name's Aisha Tyler. And I'm
yes.
looking at this broad, and I'm like,
she's on the talk.
I'm like, why isn't that Karen Ashley? Why did you not audition for that role? That's what I need to know.
First of all, what does that have to do with Uncensored Radio? Secondly, I don't know. How are you trying to change, and why are you trying to change the subject that of your irresponsibility?
Because I've been waiting to ask you for like the last 2 hours.
And that threw off your pee schedule so that you were late, basically.
Well, yeah, because I was thinking if you had friends' money, wouldn't you get paid because I'm watching it right now? Oh, no, because it's on a DVD.
You get paid for DVD sales. That's part of residuals. But the bottom line is friends means more to him than Uncensored Radio, Katrina. And I don't know what to do with this guy. I really don't.
Just call
seriously,
me
listen,
Lord Voldemort.
I just got hit on by Elvis and 8 police officers. So that is 9
Ooh.
Sexy men in uniform. And I want
yeah.
all of them to talk to you guys, okay? So I would just like to say, I am devoted.
Okay, wait a minute.
Sacrifices,
boy, I tell
you. She gives
the world
ending. The show, Jeffrey.
Because Katrina is giving up dick for Uncensored Radio. So I know we're screwed.
Those are the sacrifices you must make in this job called Uncensored Radio, Jeffrey. Take a note from her
anyway.
Hey, I make one every night when I open this motherfucker. Okay, so...
See how he treats us. See how
and
he treats
I'm
us.
And I'm the
guys.
One that
and
has
rude.
To make all the hard calls and shit, you know.
Oh,
and we don't need to get into that conversation, but I'm just saying.
What hard calls? What do you have
well,
to do?
Look at it. Went from you being the asshole, and now I'm the asshole. But I have to tell
what?
You secretly,
that's
I'm
that's
really.
That's what you wanted to be. You wanted to
I know.
Be.
I guess I'm saying secretly, I'm really, really enjoying it. Like, I'm just to a point where things have changed for me, and I'm just like, yeah, no. No time.
No tolerance. No tolerance.
None.
Jeffrey has zero tolerance for
well,
the
and it's
for
because,
the DVD, yeah.
you know, I have like 3 careers going on right now.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit more busy than I was before, and I have even less time, and I have no time for bullshit.
That's true. I think if you had all the time in the world, you still should have no time for bullshit. That's just the bottom line.
Well, I have more time
yeah.
to entertain it because, frankly, I find some bullshit kind of amusing.
Right.
So, you know. It's okay to play into it a little bit as long as you're being entertained, I feel. But once the
right.
entertainment factor goes out, you might as well move on. Just like I feel like some people are going to be really devastated tomorrow when they find out they're no longer going to be in this daycare. I'm just saying.
Oh,
you're
wow.
picking out
kids? You're picking out an asshole baby or two?
No. No, no. I'm just kind of
picking
done.
Out their asshole parents? They probably listen to the show. If you are the asshole parent that he is talking about, shame on you.
Asshole baby, that is my favorite expression. Can we put that
mm-hmm.
in the CR dictionary?
I know, but you got to stop saying it because I have stopped saying it because I now know people who I watch date children during the day
listen
to the show.
I don't care. Asshole babies.
I was like, look, here's the thing.
That is something, I will put a disclaimer on this. That is something Katrina Johnson came up with. She doesn't like children, so if she ran daycare, she would call them asshole babies. So she refers to them in the endearing term as asshole baby. It has
oh,
nothing
no.
to do with Jeffrey Ehrman or his...
No. Look, you don't have to cover that up because I'm not going to lie. I told the parents I call their, babies asshole babies on air. So it's fine. I'll take the blame.
Yes, okay.
I just hope they remember there's the daycare provider, the other business person, which I can't really name yet because I can't really talk about that deal yet. But that one's fun. Little more work than I thought it was. I was really dying last night. And then there's the radio show host.
Crazy.
3 different people amongst
yes.
the drag queen performers. Like, I have a lot of personalities, and I have
yeah.
to tell you, I've been starting to wonder if I got a little schizophrenia going on.
It's multiple personality disorder. It definitely is.
So,
like,
what
I'm
you're calling
totally
me
different.
Is Mickey from One Life to Live.
Basically.
That's
basically, you are a split personality, and he's absolutely right. You must wear a totally different hat when you are doing this radio show than you would in your normal day-to-day. We must entertain, and, you know, normal sane people aren't really that fun. It's the crazy ones that make all the money.
Well, I have to tell you, my favorite part about wearing the hat for the show and being in show mode, you know what that means?
What?
I can drink, which makes me a very happy homosexual.
Wow. That's pretty exciting. Pretty exciting.
I don't think it's that exciting. I expect more.
Right.
She's just mad because I don't want to drink none of that shitty Don Perignon.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole, baby. And talk about her drink of choice. Well, you guys know what is so funny? I got all prepared. I did all my research. I was so excited to, like, do the news tonight. And, of course, I left the news at my desk. But that's okay because when it's time for me to do the news, I'm gonna do it off the dome. This is called the Karen Ashley version of the somewhat, you know, accurate news. I know the stories. I just don't know the names. But you can definitely Google them. And they're really funny too. So I'm just saying, when it's time, just know I'm doing a Lil Wayne and I'm going off the cuff. I'm just coming off the top of my head.
Oh, don't talk about Lil Wayne. You know Fishy will be back up here in a minute. He will call in and tell us all where to go. He does not like Lil Wayne.
He will tell you how he feels about
Katrina and I love Lil Wayne. I don't know if you do, but I think Lil Wayne's a genius.
Look, if you think that I am so high up that I will not text Fishy and beg him to call in, it's because you think you love Lil Wayne, you are sadly mistaken.
He knows we love Lil Wayne. We told him that day he was ranting about Lil Wayne. We were like, he's amazing. And then I even have Katrina on our demo that was like, he's kind of like a genius. That was like a clip we used on our demo that I have to now recut.
What kind of Republican are you? That's what I need to know. This is all about Mitt Romney, the biggest asshole in the world. But, oh, hey, go Lil Wayne, yay!
Republicans care about money. He's in the top tax bracket. He's in the top 1%. He's on his way to being a billionaire in his own right, and I respect that. And I bet you Lil Wayne is a Republican. Because people with money are Republicans.
No, that's not true.
He actually supported Barack Obama. He wrote a song and he talked about Barack.
Well, I bet you when it comes to his
honey,
he is elephant all the way.
Wait, what's an elephant? I don't understand. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah, an elephant is a Republican, and do you know what a Democrat is? A fucking jackass. Coincidence?
No.
I think
it's a donkey.
Is it really?
Right. Yes.
Okay, can I say I'm a Republican because I'm all about the big trunk?
That was that was chosen years ago before we started calling donkeys jackasses. That goes back to like early 1800s when they came up with that.
Yeah, you guys didn't change it, so you like being jackasses. Is that what you're saying?
We won.
That's
the jackasses won. I know. Whether you're a Republican, whether you're a Democrat, it really doesn't matter. Just vote. That's all that matters to us.
Well, no, it kind of does.
Just vote. Well, I mean, obviously we all have our opinion and we all have our sides, but at the end of the day, you got to vote for what
wrong.
You believe in.
It's not my fault. We're better than some people. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. Katrina, I love you.
I know.
She knows we love her. We love her so much we could squeeze her.
And you may be a Republican, but in my eyes, you will always be a Democrat. So you could tell me you vote for Mitt, and I would never believe that because in my heart, I know you voted for Obama.
Right. In our eyes, you're a jackass right along with the rest of us.
I am for different reasons. I'm definitely a jackass, but for different reasons.
You're a jackass right with the rest of us in our hearts.
Jackass.
We're
Speaking of jackass, I got a message for Uncensored Radio from a Green Power Ranger today. And he said, please give my love to everyone. I miss you all.
Okay, could you narrow that down?
What?
Could you narrow it down, honey? You have a multiple Green Ranger friends.
No,
I don't think she wants to name names.
That's all I'm asking you to say.
Okay, well, can we talk about really, really, really Big Stranger Wood or Big Stranger Wood?
Like, you missed it yesterday, but I told everyone that when I have a party, I make all my guests line it up next to the remote. Like, last Christmas, I had a Christmas party, and I posted a picture on the Uncensored Radio Facebook, and I said, here are my remotes, which one are you? And there's like 11 of them in the picture to choose from.
It took me a few minutes to figure out what you were talking about. I thought you were talking about the type of TV I had. I was so confused. And then, after 5 minutes... I took a Flexerol before the show ended because I was in so much pain. So I was like, why does she want to know what type of TV I have? I already have a remote. I was so confused. But I actually love that.
Yeah, no. It was for our male listener. Yeah, which remote are you? Which size?
Well, no, I want you to send them all.
Are you like the little baby mini one that controls like the stereo, or are you like the one that controls the cable box?
There was a mini one for the stereo and an even smaller one for the ceiling fan.
There you go. Are you the ceiling fan remote, or are you like the cable box remote?
Well, can I tell you, I did definitely enjoy the ceiling fan remote because I stumbled upon that in my search through Katrina's downstairs trying to figure out how to turn on the lights in her house, and I found this cool thing. And it turned on the ceiling fan, but not the light. I was pissed.
Oh. I thought you were going to say you did something with it.
Right.
No, honey, that was in the spare bed.
I thought that was going to be like a part of the broken bed story.
No, and broken bed,
that
was good.
I was worried.
I will make a promise.
I sat on top of the baby remote, and then the bed broke.
Honey, no, I would have sat on the Panasonic. It's fine. But no, I'm just saying, could you send those to me before New Year's Eve? So at my party, I'll have them all. And if you send your cell phone, your number where I could text you a picture to, at uncensoredradio@AOL.com, and girls and boys alike, I will send you the photos of all the guys that come over and compare which remotes they are. I won't tell you whose it was. But
right.
I'll send you
the picture. It's going to be like in the magazine. We're going to have, the pictures of the penises and then the pictures of the men, and then you have to play the game and compare which one to which.
Oh, it's like the matching game. This would be great for daycare.
I love
illegal.
Those. I love those. Those are my favorite.
It's like the memory game. We're all trying to teach. We only try to teach our listeners, and good memory skills are actually very important in life.
Especially being able to judge how big a penis size is, because I'm telling you, it's really devastating when you look at somebody and you're like, oh, they're packing it, and then you get there and you're like, oh God, what am I going to do with that?
It's even more devastating if you're a man and you think you're packing, and then you realize in a hard way that you really aren't. We're just trying to save you from the misery you potentially could have if you're not really packing it. You know, at least you know if you're not packing it, you got to do extra tricks. But if you think you're well endowed and you're like going on a date and you really think you're about to do something and the girl says, what? What is that? We're just trying to save you from that moment. It's all
you know
what?
I
can help you.
I have a story.
Yes? Oh my God, please tell me.
My best friend in LA, Bailey, was dating our yoga instructor, and he was like 40 at the time. We were like, I don't know, 20, right? We were young and hot. But he had an amazing body, and he was cool because he was our teacher. And he wasn't like a grown, sophisticated man. He was like a dude. So his nickname, we nicknamed all of our boys, his name was Yoga Dude. To this day, his name is still Yoga Dude. So Bailey goes on stage. A bunch of dates with Yoga Dude. It's start getting serious. It's getting down to the time where, you know, you get down. And they're making out. They got the candles. They got the Sade, the massage oil out. Like, it's freaky deaky time.
Damn!
Yoga Dude takes his pants off, and she looks, and she's like, wait, that's it?
That's what I'm trying to save you from, people.
Said, does it get bigger? And he said, get out. Get out of my house.
He kicked her out. Oh, no. See, that's what we're trying to save you from. So get your remotes, measure your wanker, send us a picture. We'll tell you how you measure up.
And we will let you know what you're working with. And if you need, some, you know, other activities first to get you going, like if you need a starter kit, if you need, you know, whatever you need, we'll let you know.
Right.
And we're here for you. We will hook you up.
Right, because obviously there are obviously men who have small wankers, who have wives. So obviously they're doing other things to satisfy their woman or their man. So it's just, we just got to give you a list of things to do if you have a small wanker.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And we'll start coming up with that list, and we might post that on the Twitter page and Facebook page just because we want to be helpful. That's all. That's our motivation. It is only to help.
There's some men's in the room this evening, and I'm sure one of those guests are men's. If you want to call in and tell us how many quarters,
if you want to volunteer quarter count, we're open to it. You may win a free autograph picture.
Yeah.
Of the Uncensored Radio cast.
Some boobs. We're not sure who, so.
Right. You'd have to play the memory game for that one, too.
Right.
I just got a text message that says, if you're a man with a small piece, you better eat it like you were starving. Yes!
Who is the person that sent you that text? Because they're listening to the show, obviously.
A small wiener.
No, this person is just a genius at life.
Right. I was gonna say good on them. I don't think they have a small wanker. I think they're smart.
I think that's a big brain, not a small wanker.
Oh. You said no. Eat it like it's starving.
That just sounds like a chauvinistic pig who doesn't know what he's doing. I'm just saying.
Is that like third world country starving, or is that like I skip lunch starving? Please give me some explanation on that. Cat, I need to know.
I think it's more like I've been on a Gandhi fast.
Oh, damn.
And
I just got to
the buffet, and I'm having at it.
Carniacida.
Yeah.
It's the best piece of carniacida I've ever had in my life.
Exactly. I'm saying. So I would like to say, do I ever actually get this news story of yours, or do we just keep talking about what I like?
No.
Excuse
me.
I'm going to pretend to be Lord Voldemort, and we don't do that until 9:30 on the dot.
You know, bullshit, because it would always be like, hey, it's 9:27, hey, it's 9:33, hey, guess what, it's 9:18, you know what that means? No, bitch, I don't. It's 9:18, what does that mean?
You can get the news whenever the theme music is played. I'm ready. I'm going off the cuff. I'm just going straight out the dome right now.
She's ready.
I'm ready.
Well, give me about.
I'm like an MMA fighter. I'm ready.
Give me about 378 minutes, and I'm pretty sure I can go through all these damn files and find it. But it's going to take me about, that long.
Really? I thought we had it all labeled. I thought we were on
the
show.
I would say that I'm going to demote you.
Ooh.
And promote me.
Alrighty then, this is the Uncensored Radio News Break. Okay, so you guys know I'm going off the dome. One of the big news stories today was Frankie Nunez, I think we loved him from Malcolm in the Middle. Well, he reportedly had a mini stroke. He said that while he was driving on his motorcycle to his girlfriend's house, all of a sudden he felt like something was on his helmet, and he realized like he couldn't see out of his right eye. Well, of course, just like a man, he held it together, got to the girlfriend's house, and when he got there, she couldn't understand what the poor kid was saying. Well, he turned 27 today, and he did suffer from a minor stroke. So all of our heartfelt wishes are going out to him. And if nothing else, we know we must all try to be more healthy. The one thing he did say was, oh, man, I'm getting old, but I must live my life a little healthier. So we can all take his advice.
Okay,
next.
Wait.
Yeah.
I have a more important question. Did anybody actually watch the show?
Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. I watch it
in syndication every now and then.
Really?
Yeah. It's an actually pretty good show.
I've never seen it.
You should catch it. You probably like it. It's one of those, I didn't watch it when it was out, but I watched it in syndication. So.
Yeah, but doesn't it have that comedy, like that one show with that broad from that one show? What the hell? It's on ABC. The middle. What's her name? She was
the mom.
She's
been on everything. She was on that show. She was on Raymond.
Raymond, yeah. Doesn't it have the kind of humor like on that show?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like single camera.
I think it was more like a little bit younger, though, than...
Yeah, because the kids were really funny. If nothing else, the kids were hilarious. You should watch it. So next on the list, we got to pour out a little of the Dawn P, because the tallest woman in the world, she has passed away. It's a very sad story, actually, because this woman, at the age of 15, no, it is. It's like at the age of 15, she was, like, super tall, and they realized, by testing her, they realized that she had a tumor, and this tumor was making, like, growth hormone come out of her bones or whatever it comes out of much faster than it does a normal person. So they removed the tumor. Well, she lived to be 40, and she ended up being at least, like, 2 meters higher than even, like, Yao Ming. So she was tall. Like, she was huge. But she did die.
That tumor came back.
She's 7'8". 7 feet, 8 inches tall. So that's very, very tall. So long story short, the tumor actually did come back, but because they were a very poor family in China, she was never able to remove that tumor, and that ultimately ended up being the reason why she passed away. So it's actually really sad. But she was the tallest woman in the world. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records, and I think that's really cool. We must pour out a little bit of the Dom. Katrina, are you going to pour a little bit out for her?
Nah, but I'll pour out a little bit of green tea.
I'm going to drink some more of this wine.
I don't waste a dime. Sorry.
I'm not Jeffrey. I don't blame you. Well, we'll pour out a little bit of my Diet Coke. Okay. So, next. Okay. You guys know that the youth of America is so freaking intelligent. We are symbols of the nation. It just doesn't get any better than American young people. Well, teenager, 19 years old in Michigan, decided that she was going to post, you know, a YouTube video. And you think, oh, who cares? There's no big deal about that. YouTube video, well, in the video, she talks about how she robbed and stole a car and how she robbed a bank. She even waved the keys to all the world, and she even fanned herself with the money. Well, this was the reason why the police were able to find out who robbed that bank, and they quickly arrested her. So her video has gone viral, and I think she goes down in history for 2012 as the dumbass of all dumbasses, the dumbest criminal ever to walk the face of the earth.
That's so ridiculous, right?
She robbed a bank and stole a car and then posted a YouTube video, for 8-minute video explaining, and then bragged about how she was going to go shopping and do all these amazing things.
So, for $6,000, she got away with it.
Yeah. So for $6,000, she got popped. But the final story in my news break, I have some sad news to report.
Is it that Jessica Simpson's knocked up again and the poor bitch is going to be fat forever?
Yeah, and she just lost all that weight. $4 million she got a deal from Weight Watchers. I wonder if they want their check back.
Oh.
That actually wasn't my story. But
okay, so
the crazy cat lady is going to have to be replaced, Jeffrey. I'm sorry. I know we love her. I know she's a staple of the show.
Uh-oh.
But she's being replaced by a woman who was on Hoarders this past Monday. This woman has a fascination with cats. She loves cats so much that when Hoarders busted in her hoardy-ass, dirty-ass house, they found at least 50 cats in her house, and they most of them were very, very sick. She had trash. She had feces. She had everything. You've seen those Hoarders episodes.
Girl,
it was probably the
repeat.
Most disgusting thing. No, no, no. That was not a repeat. It was a new episode. It was the most disgusting thing you probably ever would see. It doesn't even stop there. The woman later tells the Hoarder team that I love cats so much, I keep the dead ones in my freezer.
What?
They go to the freezer and find at least 100 dead cats inside her fucking freezer. Of course. Right. Of course, a traditional freezer could not accommodate these dead cats. She wanted to have them all cremated, but obviously was low on funds and low on sanity. And so most of the cats had already liquefied in the freezer.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. And then all the cats that were living there, most of them were deathly ill, and once they took them out, they had to put them to sleep. So, unfortunately, I think this crazy cat lady is much more crazier than our cat lady. So our cat lady trip to work on her crazy. And that is the end of my impromptu news break. Jeffrey, where's my music? What do you think, guys?
That I got nothing. I'm dumbfounded. How does it liquefy in the freezer?
Well, because obviously it wasn't cold enough, and she's probably been doing this for years. So eventually it would just disintegrate
that
and liquefy.
So
disgusting.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
I know. Oh, so that's the impromptu news break. I think I'm going to do it off the cuff from here on out. This feels better.
Yeah.
Is that a round of applause? I'm getting a round of applause.
Yes.
Wow, thanks, guys.
You liked the off-the-dome news break. It was way more fun than, like, Lord Voldemort's very regimented, very boring news.
Right.
I think the only time it was a fun news break was when it was talking about the Chinese scientist that licked the monkey's butt to get him to make it out.
Right.
Really, that's the only news break that we liked. Well, there's been like two or three really crazy ones. But, yeah.
And didn't we think that he made that up? Like, we thought that that was really about him, but he just didn't want to claim it.
Probably.
Oh, man. So that's it, kids. You know what? I will say this. It was pretty, it was pretty shocking. So I knew I had to throw the cat one in there because it was just like, made me throw up a little bit in my mouth. But Miss Katrina Johnson, you sent me a very shocking article, and we've all been hearing about it in the news. So tell us what our main topic is tonight.
Well, our main topic is the kiss of death, murder-suicide of Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher. Saturday morning, Belcher was in a fight after not coming home all night, was in a fight with his girlfriend, his baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally came home, and they were screaming at the top of their lungs. And this happened while Belcher's mom was in the kitchen, heard the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're screaming at each other, and then the girlfriend is screaming at him, "You can't talk to me like this." And all of a sudden, there were gunshots. And Belcher, the linebacker, shot his girlfriend quite a few times, held her
seven
dead, lifeless body, kissed her goodbye, got in his Bentley, and drove straight to the facility where at the Arrowhead Stadium where he plays football. And he goes in and finds his bosses, the general manager and the head coach, and he thanks them, and then he says, I did it, I'm guilty, I can't be here anymore, I can't deal with it. And then he took his own life right then and there at the stadium in front of his bosses, right where, you know, he and the whole team play, killed himself right there. They wouldn't listen. He wouldn't listen to them say, no, don't do it, you know, there's another way. Killed himself right then and there and orphaned their baby.
Wow.
And all he said was, he said, please take care of my three-month-old little girl. Don't let anything happen to her. And it's really sad because, you know, not only was this traumatic to the family, but also to the coach and to the general manager, but to all of the players, because it happened on their facility, like on property where they play. And then there was this big controversy because, you know, they get paid by the game. And it was a big controversy, do they play their game the next day? Because this happened at their facility on Saturday, and they had a game on Sunday. And the team decided to go ahead and play. So in the midst of all this tragedy, then players have to make this big decision, you know, do they honor him? Do they take time off to appreciate his life, or do they just move forward and play? And even if they did play, what kind of mental state would they be in? You know, football, they lost a brother. So then they had to go and play, and that brings about another thing. Is it morally and ethically right for them to continue playing after all of this went down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
I just think suicide is such I understand they were saddened and they were grieved, but I felt like, because they had, they said they had counselors, NFL has grief counselors, met with the team, and that the team decided as a whole that we must move forward. And I just think what he did was so fucking cowardly. You know, his mom and the baby were just in the other room. I mean, they released the 911 call today, and it was so horrible. Like, I read the transcript, and the mom was, like, telling the girl was still alive. And they were like, is she breathing? She goes, yes, barely. And she's like, she had to tell them, my son shot her, you know. And she's crying. The girl is, like, you know, dying in front of her. And she's telling the girl, hang on, you fight. They're coming. The ambulance is coming. And he shot her 7 times. Like, he didn't just kind of, like, it was just horrible. And no one really knows why. Like, I don't know. I know they've been having problems, and they had been arguing, and they said there's a history that the counselors had been working with them, and there was money issues. But I never think there's ever an excuse to kill someone. So
I mean, there's money issues, but he drove his Bentley to the field.
Right.
You know, and also, other reports and other articles that I read said that he didn't come home that night. He came home for a second one in the morning. She yelled at him, so then he went back out with the teammates, got drunk till 5 a.m., and then parked his car at a girlfriend's house. He parked his car at another woman's house and was sleeping in the car. Then police were called because they were freaked out that there was this weird car and some guy in front of his old apartment. And then he calls the girl comes out and is like, oh yeah, I know him, it's fine. And then he went home, and then all of this happened. So he was still probably under the influence when this all went down.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're going to do an autopsy, and I'm sure if he was on anything or if he was drunk, I mean, we'll know soon. But it was just horrible. I didn't feel, like, I know the team was, they were horribly sad. Like, they ended up winning that game, and it was actually, like, they had so many moments where, you know, they did things that they probably didn't think they could do. It was like they were kind of behind. They came back. They won. I mean, it was just, like, a really good moment for the team. The team honored him. They all kneeled on the field. And they said, they were like, you know, we just felt like you know, we have to go, we have to move on. It's so sad. And it's not like if we took the day off, it's going to be better. We just have to, you know, keep playing. And you're right. Like, these guys need to work. Like, they got families to feed.
Yeah, I know. But there's another issue. I was watching the game while all this was unfolding on ESPN. And I was fascinated by it because, don't hate me, but I hate football. I hate it.
I
hate it. So for me to watch, there has to be something really good going on.
Right.
And they were saying that in the stadium, along the inside rim, they have, like, people who have been former members of the team who have had tragedies, who have died. They put them there, like, in honor. They put their name and date and their story, and they were debating on whether or not they could put Joan Belcher up there because of the circumstance, the Ring of Honor, they call it, because should he be honored in this circumstance because, yeah, he was a player, but he was a murderer.
Right.
So there's still that debate, but I would say absolutely not. I don't think it's fair to honor a murderer. Mm-hmm. I think sending the wrong message to the young fans. Basically what I'm saying, if you do that, is that if you're rich and famous, it's okay to be a murderer and you'll still go down as a hero. And I don't agree with that.
Right. I don't either. And I don't think you should ever make suicide heroic. It's so cowardly. And this is my thought with that whole situation was, you know, me and my boyfriend were talking and we were like, what did that little 3-month-old girl do when someone says, oh, you lost your parents? Oh, your parents died? How did they die? Because that's a normal question you ask someone when you find out that their parents had passed away when they were young. And she goes, well, my daddy walked into the room when I was 3 months old and shot my mom 7 times. Then he went to his job and he killed himself. Like, that is the worst thing you can do to a child. And it just was like, oh, it was just so, like, horrific for no reason. Like, I just felt like if you don't want the woman or if she makes you mad, then leave her. Like, leave her.
Don't murder her.
She was only 22 years old.
Yeah, don't damage the life of your child.
Right. She was 22 years old, so that was very disturbing to me. And they said he was a great guy. Like, the players, I mean, but that's always my thought. Like, I always tell people, you never know when people snap. Everyone is born normal. Everyone is born with a sane mind, and things happen to people, and they get pushed to the edge, and you never know when people snap. So it's like, you don't play around with that. I don't know.
No,
how I feel.
I don't agree.
You don't agree?
No, I feel some people are just born hardwired the wrong way. Like, I feel like...
Well, I think so.
You just can't fix crazy.
Well, I do. I do think some people are sociopaths. I agree with
you. Yeah, look at Lord Voldemort. I mean, you can't fix that. That's boring.
He's like, I don't know. But what I will say is this. I think that if Lord Voldemort was a product of his environment, doesn't he have family issues? And then on top of that, he has, you know, a situation that was placed upon him out of his control, a deformity. Then on top of that, you know, it was just like one thing after another. So I don't I think he's a product of his environment.
Well,
and then you yourself said his own family covers for him when he acts like an asshole.
Well, listen, I agree with that. But what about when it comes to
asshole babies are bred.
What about this, you know, athlete who is a football player, right? How many concussions has he had? How many blows has he had?
That's what
about Muhammad Ali, who's now permanently got Parkinson's and shakes like crazy because of all of his blows to the head?
Look at that.
If that is a situation, a product of their environment, what about all of that?
Right.
Her brain.
No, I agree.
What?
It's a dangerous sport.
What?
No, she's bringing up the whole thing, which has been talked about all week.
No,
this guy.
He got Parkinson's because he was a boxer?
Doesn't that have something to do with it?
I don't think, well, what did Michael J. Fox do? He rode in a DeLorean.
Well, they said, though, they said that after Muhammad Ali had that one fight with Frazier, that his, he was never the same. Never the same. And
so basically,
they say trauma to the head can force certain diseases to manifest quicker, you know? I'm not saying that Michael J. Fox had trauma to the head, but they've always linked his boxing. And it's true, like, they have this whole, like, documentary you can watch about football players, and it's actually very interesting. Like, you would enjoy it a lot. And McMahon, one of the famous football players from the Chicago Bears, he was a defensive player. He was, like, you know, so well-known, so famous at the time that he played. He now suffers. He had so many concussions. But he now suffers where he has no short-term memory. Like, you can tell him something, and, like, he remembers certain things, but, like, he may go and tell his wife, we got to do this. And then, like, she says, maybe 10 minutes later, he'll come, he'll show up again, and he'll tell us. He forgets where he lives. They have to, like, program his GPS. I mean, there's so many different things. This man is, like, suing the NFL for millions of dollars because they should have protected him. He got, you know, when you're diagnosed with concussions, but they didn't release what concussions and the damage that concussions can do to you. There's several football players who have died, and you get, you know, post-traumatic stress, you get, you know.
All sorts of effects. And now that's why there's such a huge penalty with the Saints. When you heard that whole show, right, when they were paying people to take out their players, and it was like a $60,000 bounty. Injured
the New Orleans Saints,
and they're causing major permanent damage to these people and affecting their lives forever. Bounty game.
Right. It's definitely the most dangerous sport next to, like, UFC fighting or something like that, because it's like these guys take so many bruises. Like, you're just hitting each other. That's all it is. You hit, and eventually those hits catch up. And some people make it out okay, and some people don't. And they're really starting to see the long-term effects of concussions.
Well,
I've had a few. That's what I blame my blondness on, the concussion.
Is that what it is, Katrina?
That's what I blame it on. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just saying that's what I blame it on. I actually don't remember my childhood. I really don't. It's strange. I've had a bunch of concussions from all the car accidents because I'm a bad driver, and because I was in martial arts, and I used to get kicked in the head quite a bit. And, I've had a bunch of concussions, and I don't remember my childhood. I know it was good, and I know I loved it. I remember any line that I ever had and any songs that I had to sing and dance routines, but that's it. I only remember the performance part of my life. I don't remember, you know, my teacher's names, who my friends were, places that we went to go eat. I really remember very little of my childhood.
Right.
I remember, like, the time I was 20 on up. And it's because of the concussions. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. They say concussions can lead to, like, you know, permanent to temporary, you know, memory loss. So that could very well be the case. It could very well be the case. But, yeah, so they're thinking about doing that. They're thinking about doing that autopsy, that very extensive autopsy, where they would slice open his brain and see if he had any neurological damage from the concussions he sustained. But at
Me
the end
too.
Of the day, it's just freaking crazy. Like, you just, like, even the teammates were shocked. The owner, like, they said the owner and the coach were like, this guy had a gun to his head, and it's like, They were, like, trying to talk him out of it. Like, this is a guy that was a normal guy. He was friendly. Everybody loved him on the team. It was not the guy you would think that would do this. He was not the usual suspect. He didn't act weird. Yeah, they knew that him and his girlfriend or his baby mom were having problems, but they didn't think anything past that, you know? And so for him to do that, I mean, there were players. They were crying. They were just, I mean, emotionally upset because they just could not believe it. They could not believe it. And it was so tragic, so, so tragic. So I'm surprised we haven't heard anything from her family. I'm sure they're in a horrible, horrible place. But, you know, usually at this point the family would have someone from the family would have said something. But his mother, I mean, can you imagine making that 911 call?
No, I cannot.
I
can't imagine who's going to take custody of the baby now, and I hope there's not going to be a big fight over that.
No.
The rest of the estate.
They said his mom. His mom has custody of the child.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, because I think she might have, I don't know if she lived there, but she was one of the major caregivers. So I don't think there was a fight. You never know, especially if this guy ends up having somewhat of an estate or something, you know. But, yeah, his mom.
Yeah, I also saw pictures of the bloody Bentley that after he said goodbye to the girlfriend, he drove the Bentley over to the field, and you can see the joystick thing. What's that called?
Yeah. The gear shift.
The gear shift has blood on it. Yeah.
The gear shift.
Yeah, I mean, his hands are all bloody.
Yeah. It was horrible. Horrible, horrible. So, this is the thing. I think, Jeffrey, you said we had a caller. I don't know if he was calling in to talk about this, but we should probably take that caller. Hi.
All right.
We have, yep, there you are.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you? What's
fine.
Your name?
My name is Antonio Goodwin.
Oh, nice to meet you, Antonio. What's your question?
Well, my question is this, and I mean, for a fact right now, I love y'all show. I mean, it's my first time listening to y'all show. Got some good comments and everything. I like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, my question is this. What really is the NFL is going to do something about this? Because one of the stars is passed away, and now he got a kid, and, mm-hmm. and they don't even know, and they don't know who's going to have custody over a child. That's my question. And the thought I go is, I don't know who's going to have what, who's going to have who, or who's going to have the money or whatever, the house, or the car, whatever next.
Right.
So
I would assume, I don't know, Anthony, for sure, but there were reports that his mother, is going to keep the child. She's going to have custody of her granddaughter. And I'm sure whatever money there is, that money would go to the daughter, would go to the three-month-old baby. And typically in these type of situations, they put, you know, it in a trust, like a trust fund. And then they, you know, basically the grandma would get so much money to obviously help take care of the baby. But then the trust fund also accumulates interest, so the baby has something when she gets older. I'm just assuming. It's too soon to tell, but that's usually what they do in these type of situations.
I'm hoping he has good life insurance, too.
Oh, okay, but that is true, though. And the fact is that, I mean, I'm not quite understand this, is, like you said earlier about, you know, about having concussions and all this right here, like all the MMA fighters, the UFC fighters and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, I mean, I watch some of it, but I do watch wrestling at the same time. But sometimes I do watch somebody off a TV show that I love the most, off of the Mighty Mouse Coward. And she, you know, she's a good actress, and I love her and everything else. She do best, what she do, whatever.
Well, okay. Good.
I am so sorry. Now, the point is about this.
You got to throw that in there, right?
Well,
don't worry. When she comes back on the show, we'll let her know.
Well, because for one thing, I'm going to get back to the question first in hand first before I go back to the other one. Now,
you got a multi-question. Okay, go hurry up,
Anthony.
Oh,
well,
you got an asshole producer.
No, the show is about to end, so we gotta get it in.
Well, here's one more question.
One last question. Go ahead.
Now, the conditions that you were able to have, like memories and all that. I do have experience because my grandmama does have like Alzheimer's, and she can't remember nothing.
Oh,
So basically it's this right here. Who is going to find a cure for anything? It could be anything. Concussions, memory loss, or anything like that.
Katrina, you want to take that one?
I'm lost. No, that's all you.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think there's a cure for anything like that. Once you beat something up and once you use it up and once you destroy it, it's over. And I think that's why they're trying to set up sanctions. They're trying to set up laws. They're trying to set up rules within the sporting event, you know, circuit, so that athletes won't be put in danger. Like, they won't just get concussion after concussion, and then they can always be cleared by a doctor to just keep playing. They ultimately, I think, are trying to find a happy medium so that these athletes are protected, but yet they can try and continue their career. But if they're in a place where this could be detrimental to their life, and 10 years from now they'll start seeing the signs of it, then I think they're going to, you know, pull the plug on these guys. Like, it's just, we're sorry, but if your career is over, it's like if you, you know, throw your knee out. If your career is over, your career is over. They're definitely trying to make this a more serious issue. But we thank you for calling. You had some great questions, and it makes your whole mind start spinning because you wonder, how is this all going to end? It's such a tragedy.
Well, I'm glad that they're at least working on it and they're at least putting rules on there because, you know, it's been proven statistically that UFC is safer than boxing and football, and that football is the most dangerous sport. So at least they're looking into it, at least they're working on it, at least they're trying to protect these athletes. But,
my vote is I feel football should be played in the nude, and then I'll start watching. That's the only thing. The last 20 minutes, that's all I could come up with.
Well, I like the spandex, too. It leaves a little to the imagination.
What?
No. I don't want to use my imagination. Show me what you got.
How do you feel, Katrina?
Show me what you got. Ms. Ashley, let's direct everybody to our Uncensored Radio website. What's the address?
The Uncensored Radio website, so that you can be up to date on all of our news, is www.myuncensoredradio.com.
Yes.
That's right. And make sure you can listen to all of our shows on demand anytime. And make sure you're clicking the ads. Can we do it from the webpage, or do we need to go to Blog Talk?
You can go from the webpage. There's a button on top that says listen on demand. Click it, and there you are. You're on the on-demand page.
And when you're listening on demand,
Katrina,
click on the ad.
And you can also catch us on iTunes, on the Stitcher app. If you have a smartphone, you can follow us on Twitter at Uncensored Radio. And you can follow Mr. Jeffrey Emmett at Jeffrey?
At Jeffrey Emmett.
I know. And Ms. Ashley, your Twitter handle is?
Is at Karen Ashley, and it's spelled Karen, K-A-R-A-N, Ashley. All one word.
Yes, and you can follow me if you'd like at Katrina A. Johnson. And don't forget to like our Facebook page. And don't forget to catch us tomorrow where we have some more fabulous craziness lined up for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a great show, guys.
Jeff, Karen,
I enjoyed it.
Are you ready for
Except for all that sports talk, I just got confused. All I could think about was naked.
We're saying what we want, give it to you nonstop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just so everywhere, we never gonna tell. On top of soul original, Uncensored Radio.
Good night, everybody.